Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you. And I just want to say, I know this is a weird time. I just landed, got back from the airport, wanted to get a show up as fast as I could before, you know, spend some time with the fam. I got to say hi to them and all them. Everything's good there. We're going to have a good time tonight. But obviously, a lot of stuff's gone on. I didn't want to participate in the crazy kind of sensationalism that kind of takes place after tragic or horrible or whatever news. It's not really our place. I know there's a lot of people that will capitalize on that. That's not what we do, not what I wanted to do. But obviously, I wanted to step on just the emails and the DMs, and I'm answering as many as I can. I'm going to try to get to everybody. But we got to talk about a couple things. And, you know, this show could go a lot of different ways. I understand that. We're going to talk about Ricky Pearsall. We're going to talk about the Brandon Ayuk contract situation and break down the nuts and bolts of that and the implications thereof. But we've got to start with, the man, Ricky Pearsall. Shout out to my man, Yatsik. Appreciate that, man. He says, hashtag CC prayers, recovery. And so here's the thing. Ricky Pearsall is out of the hospital, which is absolutely phenomenal, amazing, wonderful, miraculous, whatever you want to attribute that to. Unbelievable. And again, the details of this have all been very whatever. And I'm not interested in the altercation. I'm not interested in the politics. I'm not interested in any of that stuff. One, we're very lucky just to have him with us moving forward. After situations like this, it could definitely have gone a different way. And I understand when these situations happen, politics and other people's viewpoints get inserted and used to weaponize those things. And again, what I always go back to, like, this is a glorious moment where we should celebrate. And what unites us is greater than anything that divides us. And I believe that all the time. And yeah, media and news agencies and whatever, they're going to do everything they can to pull things to their side and to use those to, again, weaponize. That's not what the focus is. And the focus is in football. And I understand that's my job. It's football. It's to talk football. It's to talk 49ers. That's not what this is about. This is about life. This is about somebody's son. This is about, you know, family. This is about actual human beings. And so empathy and love and cherishing and all those things, that is what should be celebrated in these things. It doesn't mean that there shouldn't be critical voices out there with certain things. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's just, wow. Could not be more thankful, for the outcome of what this tragedy could have been. And so thankful for that. And so again, try to focus on those things. And this should affect, like, I get it. You guys all tune in and subscribe because we talk 49ers and that's beautiful. And we're going to continue talking 49ers for as long as y'all let me. But at the same time, like, man, these are the types of things that you just kind of constantly check and just say, like, man, your family, your loved ones, your friends, all those things. Life is fragile. I absolutely love this. Thank you, Stoic. And man, does Stoic. That is a perfect name for that comment. I appreciate that. So anyway, best news in the world. Ricky Pearsall is out of the hospital. The fact that he got shot like that and is gone and out of the hospital in one day, that's just crazy. Now, most of the questions and comments are, you know, obviously, and I'm so thankful for the people that do follow and interact with me, and it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, the football and the 49ers season starts. This is the last Sunday right now that I'm recording this. September 1st. It's September. This is the last Sunday without football, NFL football. And so, you know, it's we got to talk about those things too. But you don't lose perspective of how lucky we are and how lucky the Pearsalls and their family. I know people are like, lucky, man. That's not luck at all. You can only handle so much, and you can only affect the way in which you respond to a lot of those situations. And I'm so thankful. Yeah, that's all. I just hope that comes across, right? The football is always secondary, and it might not even be secondary. It might be even further down the list, but we had to talk about that stuff. So what's going to happen next with Pearsall? First off, he's alive. Great. Now the transactions and all those different things, don't expect him to play for a long time. You really, really can't. And there's a lot of conjecture going out there on social media where he was shot, how that's going to affect the injuries, all those things. Did it affect the scapula? You know, it says bullet wound to the chest and it went through. So where it came out and all those things, the muscles, obviously it missed the vital organs. That was the quote, the Facebook post, I believe, that Mother Pearsall put out there. So that's huge. But, you know, this guy, we'll see what happens. Sad thing is, we've had so many NFL players be involved in shootings. Tank Dell, Brian Robinson, who's CC Caldwell, Aqib Talib shot himself in Dallas by accident, right? So those things have happened. We've been lucky with a lot of players that have kind of rebounded and come back from their career. But with Ricky Pearsall, all we know is, one, he was struggling to get back to practice anyway. The 49ers need this just to be like, look, man, you figure out whatever it is you need to get healthy. Football secondary. Again, I can't stress that enough. But now what you've got to look at is you've got to go through recovery mode, not football training mode. You've got to assess, you know, what needs to rehabilitate. They said that there was no surgery, which is crazy to me. And again, there's just so many of these details that keep coming out where it's just flabbergasting. And it's just like, really? Oh my gosh. Like wow. Miracle. Unbelievable. So we'll have to see what happens there. Now roster wise, he's on the 53 man roster right now. He'll be moved to probably the NFI, the non-football injury list. And that NFI term is kind of weird because it's basically anything you were doing away from being with the team and practicing. And so once he goes on that list, then the 49ers would get another roster spot to call somebody, promote from the practice squad or free agent, however you want to look at that. But if you were to ask me, like, okay, what's the perspective from the football, whatever, it's like, we're not counting on him at all this year. I don't think you could do that. That's out the window. I think it has to be. And if for some crazy, miraculous reason, you know, 3 months from now, he's able to come back and play in November or whatever. Again, another miracle. Unbelievable. Freaking cue the 50 Cent soundtrack, you know, in the background. Don't do that because I'll lose. YouTube will pull it down quick. But I know it's not a laughing matter, but I joke about everything. I apologize. So then he would be one of the eight to come off of the IR. And again, let's look back. When the 49ers did their 53-man roster, you were allowed to have two designated to return IR spots, right? Kalia Davis, they designated him to return, so that's one of eight. So now we have seven guys that can return from injury. We thought we were going to do John Feliciano, but they didn't. So they kept one of those. They held back one of those return from IR spots. Now, I know I said a while ago that Ricky Pearsall is going to go up probably on the NFI, but that whenever he comes back, if he comes back, that's a gigantic if, but if he did come back, that would be one of those IR to return spots. Just like Drake Greenlaw. When Drake Greenlaw comes back in November, that's one of those eight. So now you're down to six because Kalia Davis already counts. You had to pre-designate him. When Greenlaw comes back, that's two. And you, again, the 49ers, I know people were really upset when Jared Kingston got claimed elsewhere, and I understand that. I totally get that. But by not putting Talanoa Hufanga on PUP, by not putting John Feliciano on IR designated to return before that 53, man, you've just saved two spots of injured players that you get to bring back. Will that be Pearsall this year? Who knows? And again, I got to cover this part because I get asked all the time, but we'll see. And yeah, they could just put him on IR and say he's done for the year. You know, put that out there, whatever. Ooh, man, it is crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. So, Leonardo, appreciate you just sharing and being open, man. And you know, just thoughts and prayers to you and your family, and kind of the terrible, tragic news that you shared, and your family members being taken from you. I'm sorry. I hate that. I absolutely hate that. Trying to go through these questions, just want to talk about some of these things and create a safe space. That's the thing. Like, we preach community here, and hopefully we can kind of have a little bit of a forum at times that can be positive and helpful to everybody else that's present. And so positivity, obviously, I'm not saying we always got to be positive or whatever, but let's just be careful with the way we talk about these things. But right here from Kawa, given that he'll miss a lot of time, do you think he should get surgery on his shoulder? It's possible that, you know, I don't know if it's the same shoulder as he's been having issues. And, you know, his issues in his shoulder have been from contact. So I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a physical therapist. I've been around football pretty much my entire life and all these injuries from coaching perspective, whatever else. I hope this is a time to set back. And I know, Kawa, you and I are looking at this like, oh, man, we still want Pearsall back. I don't know. And if Pearsall doesn't play at all this year, you know, if there is a little bit of a quote-unquote silver lining, his season will not accrue. And so you have your rookie for 4 years plus that fifth-year option. His 4 years will just bump down. So you'd still have him 2025. This is if he never played this year. He doesn't get that accrued season. You're still going to get 4 years of Pearsall. It's just delayed now. So he gets to be on the team. He gets to go to meetings. He gets to be on the field during practice but can't do anything. You know, all the travel with the team, all those things. That's another thing to think about that I didn't put in my notes. Mark, what's up, brother? Says nobody can question Pearsall's toughness. Yeah, walks himself to the ambulance. That is crazy. Walks himself to the ambulance with his watch still on, which was, you know, the guy tried taking it, robbing him, taking his watch. Still had his watch on. Toughness, you know, the whole Pearsall write-up was brave, tough, like, and it was just the 49ers that saw him as this. You remember the Giants on Hard Knocks? They showed their draft board with all their character designations. And for Ricky Pearsall, it was leader on and off the field, tough, hard worker. Like, football reveals character. Like, that is the oldest adage, axiom, and I believe that. Like, who are you whenever you get hit in the face? That's who you're going to be as a man. That's just what it is. I always used to tell my players that. Like, yeah, sometimes you're on the wrong end of getting your tail whooped. That's just the way it goes. How do you respond whenever things are down? And, yeah, shout out to the toughness. That dude, whew, man. Yeah, Leonardo, dude is tough. Yeah, it's a lot, man. It is a lot that he is there. It probably done for the season. What's up, Cristiano? Great to see you, brother. That's the way you move forward. Like, football second. We're just going to set you over there. You get your life, your health, your body. You do whatever you need. Like, there's a chance this guy never plays again. Like, that's a possibility. I don't know. He could have messed something up with his arm, which is a wide receiver. I don't know. I don't know. It's all conjecture right now. The fact that he didn't need surgery is astounding to me. The fact that he's already out of the hospital within 24 hours is just, I'm sorry, pardon my language, that's batshit crazy. Crazy. Oh, man. Rick Diaz, appreciate you, man. He says, I love you guys. A family is a 49ers fan. I love you guys. Faithful. That's what it is. It's always that. Yeah, we get frustrated with sports. Who doesn't? But humanity and, you know, that empathic response to just almost all these dire situations, I feel like just solves a lot of issues. And right here, Matthew, appreciate this honesty. You know, he says, I wasn't hyped about Ricky at first, but after this, seeing how tough this kid has made me see him in a different light. I could say this kid is destined for greatness. Speedy recovery, Ricky. Yes. So 100% we're all behind you. And like, come on, man. Like we got Brock Purdy, right? Which is like the story of the story. Last pick of the draft to what he is now. Let's go. You look out there at people like Brian Robinson. You look out there at people like Tank Dell. And it's just like, no freaking way. Why not Ricky Pearsall? Why not? Yeah, and Yacek, again, appreciate this. Just hopefully it'll be healthy for life, period. Long, healthy life for decades. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Mike says all the Black Knight stuff. I love it, man. That's awesome. Benjamin, appreciate you, man. Look at this. Hashtag CC. He says, first live show. Dude, I love it. Love it, Benjamin. Love the show and positivity you bring to the podcast community. Great show. I'm a soldier out here in Korea. Man, thank you for all you do. He says, so I catch all the podcasts. Yeah, it's a lot later. I just got back from the airport. So, yeah, that's what it is. And we have so many military people that serve, you know, this country in a lot of ways. Shout out to Juan Solis. You know, he's a veteran as well. Just an absolute stud. And, yeah, so many great people. So, Ricky Pearsall, all positive vibes. And, man, it's just absolutely incredible. Be thankful that he is alive and with his family. We hope for a speedy recovery transition. Probably get, you know, a move on Tuesday that he'll be moved to NFI. And then, you know, you'll claim somebody else or add somebody else. This does mean, you know, the 49ers had a lot of wide receivers. And once Ayuk signed, the general sentiment was, well, now Ronnie Bell will be cut and brought probably down to the practice squad. Now it's like, yeah, probably not. Probably not. I know Ayuk's back, but dang. You know, Pearsall was, he was working with the punt returners, just like Ronnie Bell. He was working at the slot, just like Ronnie Bell. He's working at the Z spot, just like Ronnie Bell. So, for Ronnie Bell, dude, just 9 lives, and support him. He's part of us. Obviously, we're not all the biggest, you know, number 10 fans, and I don't think people want to see him back there returning punts. But also, freaking awesome. You fight for these scrappy underdog guys. And Ronnie Bell, he's tough as hell. And even if you don't like him, nobody can say he's not one of the best blockers in the NFL from the wide receiver position, right? And so can he get the other stuff in line? Can he get the other stuff in tune? We'll see. But it seems like Ronnie Bell, he's going to be here for a minute, which I like. Now, let's transition. I got a lot of research done just on this IU contract. I've been making notes and all kinds of stuff. So I want to talk through the contract, the cap hits, the options, the fully guaranteed versus guaranteed, age, like all that stuff I want to dive into. And I'm super excited about that. And I'm super excited all year because, man, we're going to be betting over on MyBookie. And if you haven't checked them out yet, you need to go do so. We are back, baby. Year 6 with MyBookie. I love these guys. There's being a fan and enjoying your team playing, but whenever you're invested in it and you've got money on the line, it's so much more enjoyable. The highs are higher. Yeah, sometimes the lows are lower, but it's totally worth it. Trust me. And once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, but just always manage your own bets. Make sure you don't go too far with anything and consider this entertainment. But we're going to guide your hand. We help you here at the 49ers Rush. We post all of our bets and what we do every single week with the Niners over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. We got you. And my favorite thing about MyBookie, there's several. Easy to get money in and out. Don't have to download an app. Whatever it is you want to bet, this player, that many carries, under carries, spread, parlays, all that stuff, it's easy. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, or just use this QR code next to me if you're watching. Use promo code 49ers, and guess what? You get a $1,000 bonus all the way up to that on your first deposit. It's incredible. All you got to do is use 4.9 ERS. It helps the show, and trust me, you're going to have a good time. And with college football season, you can bet on that if you want to. Last year, they had some of the best odds for Michigan to win the national championship. 10 times return if you bet Michigan to win the national championship before the season started. They've got all that stuff set up there again for college football, NFL, you name it. Never miss out on the action again. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams 1 passing yard. Every week in September, that's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week 1. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams 1 pass yard. Bet $20, you win 60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on our old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch. ranch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
All right. Let's talk some Ayuk stuff. Thank you, 49ers Throwback. He says, thanks for joining, Faithful. Hit that like button and subscribe. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. You're always so supportive. Some of the best people out there. So, Brandon Ayuk, deal gets done. Whew. Finally, some positivity. You love it. 5 years. I'm sorry, 4 year extension. $120 million deal. But you got to remember, this is an extension. So it's a 5 year deal, even though you're only adding 4 more years. You have it for 5 more years, which is awesome. So he's signed now through 2028, his age 30 season. Now, I want to go through and kind of talk about the cap hits and how this affects the 49ers, especially in the short term, because it's a backloaded deal. This is what the Niners do. They've extended, I think, players, you know, these marquee deals. I think we're at like 6 years in a row almost now, where you're just, I mean, it's just one after another. Warner, Kittle, Bosa, Debo, Ayuk. I mean, just Trent's on about to be on his second one. Christian McCaffrey's on his second one. Like, these deals just keep going. Next year's going to be Brock Purdy. So that's where that is. The cap hit was a 1 year, $14.1 million fifth-year option that the 49ers were just, man, it's fully guaranteed. Well, that dropped down to $5.7 million. That's $8.4 million less than the fifth-year option. So the Niners increased that cap space again. And they've got room. But the way the Niners use their current cap space is they always carry with them. Again, I want to go over here and check this out just so I got the numbers right. Excuse me. So the Niners currently have the second most cap space in the NFL. The Browns redid. Sorry, my voice going out. The Browns redid Deshaun Watson. So they have $51 million. The 49ers have $45 million. We're second. But the way that the Niners do this is they always increase and carry over a surplus, because whatever you kick forward to next year, that's extra money you get to pay next year. So, for example, the 49ers have a cap spending of $227 million this year. I know, like, what does that number even mean? You look at these other teams that are spending, like the Patriots, right? They're spending $185 million. You look at these other teams where it's like, even these teams that compete, like the Packers, $199 million. We're able to spend more than other teams because we roll forward all these extra cap additives towards the future. So every year when the effective salary cap space comes out, we're past the actual number because you're allowed to roll forward your surplus. And so this is just the way the 49ers act. It's just how they operate. So the 49ers have $45.1 million of cap space just for 2024. They're not going to use probably half of that. Trent Williams is going to get a little bump whenever that comes, hopefully soon. But they're going to keep about $25 to $30 million and roll that into next year so that the Purdy deal and all that stuff, and they just can keep this engine rolling. That's the whole idea. Now, can they do that in a way where the Super Bowl window stays open? I think that's how they see they're going to get what they want, where this team, they're going to keep it together for as long as they can, as many core pieces, as long as they can. As long as these guys keep performing, Kittle, Kyle Juszczyk, Fred Warner, you know, these older guys, I think we're going to be okay. You talk about Javon Hargrave. What happens whenever they break down? I look at Eric Armstead, back-to-back years, major injuries, pay cut or piece. That's what it was. Kyle Juszczyk, man, we got all these other pieces. We want you. You got to take a pay cut or piece. So you have to make some of these tough decisions, but this IU contract definitely pushes that down 3 years. Listen to these cap hits. $5.7 million cap hit this year on the Ayuk deal. 2025, next year, 11.1. That's it. Tiny. That's lower than the fifth-year option we were going to pay. 2026, $16.2 million. This is a three-year cheap cap hit year, and then it balloons. You look at 2027. 42.2 million. That's huge. 2028, 44.1 million. So the 49ers continue to basically borrow against the future. But the reason why it has continued to work twofold. One, there's not a penalty at post-cap years, right? So whether you're paying the full cap hit now or you're paying it in 5 years from now, that doesn't matter. So you're kind of borrowing against future cap with no penalties. It's like a zero interest loan whenever you just look at these cap hits. But two, the second reason why this works is because the cap just keeps exploding and the 49ers are betting that trajectory continues. Will it? Who knows? You know, COVID, you took 1 year back, but even the NFL was during the COVID year where they lost all that revenue, they borrowed from two other years to mitigate the giant drop. So it just seems like the 49ers continue to bet that, look, Brandon Ayuk is going to be a stud for three more years, guaranteed. That's the mindset that this contract is putting out there. We lower these three cap years, increase the possibility of, you know, paying Purdy. He's getting paid, keeping these other guys around. There's a lot more guys than just Brock Purdy that need to be paid next year. A lot. Diamador Lenore, Charvarius Ward, Dre Greenlaw, Talanoa Hufanga, Aaron Banks. There's a lot. What are you going to do there? So the fact that the big cap hit doesn't come until 2027, that's a long time, man. We got three seasons of football before that cap hit comes. Now, okay, let's dive into the crazy part. There's options built into this contract after year two and after year three before that 2027 giant $44-42 million cap hit comes up. There's options built into this deal where the 49ers can get out. They get out pretty easily, actually. One, you could trade them. Two, you could cut them. The options are very – okay, the first option is going to hit, okay? So the first option is the 2025 year, April 1st. Right? So, like, if he's on the roster April 1st, then guess what? You know, that $22.8 million becomes fully guaranteed. That's going to hit. That's going to come and go. Not worried about that one. The second big option is right after 2026, okay? Or right before 2026, where $24.9 million. This is on April 1st, if he's on that roster, becomes guaranteed. So that's one. That's the first kind of like, ooh, if Ayuk's not playing well and injuries, whatever, they could get out at that point. That would be the first exit point. After that deal, or after the 2026 year, so three seasons, then, man, if you had to, you could cut Brandon Ayuk. I think that would be a stupid deal, but this is the way the contract's built. You would save $33 million of cap space 2027 if you had to. He's getting 42. You cut him, you'd get, you know, basically 33 back. That's the whole idea. And again, same thing if you trade him, if you had to. Look at the Tyreek Hill deal, something like that. Now, I doubt that's the way that they want it to go, but there's two kind of side exit doors for the 49ers cap space-wise to get out of this deal if they wanted to. We'll see. Now, there is a void year that is tacked on in 2029 for $14.5 million. That's a lot of money. To pay somebody that's not going to be playing, it's what it is. Filthy says, you know, there's also that DirecTV lawsuit they have to pay. That got overturned, sadly. that got overturned. So, yeah, the first judgment was like they got to pay all this money out. They don't have to pay it out anymore. Got thrown out. So that lawsuit's gone. Right here. I see Cowa got it. Yeah, lawsuit got dropped. So, hopefully it gets appealed and whatever else. Yeah, that was freaking shady, shady, shady. NFL knows pretty good about monopolies. They're pretty damn good at it. Watch my – wouldn't be the last – I'm about to say, if they, I don't want to make the NFL mad. I love what they do. They do a lot of shady stuff. That's okay. But I don't want to make them mad at me. Well, I'll keep it to myself. right here, Juan. How does the Ayuk signing lay out the Trent signing? this week, hopefully. The Trent deal is just here. The Ayuk deal was easy in the fact that the numbers really didn't change, right? You had Russini put out there, Schefter put out there. The skeleton was put in place. $30 million was on the table for a long time. The guaranteed money, the when the guaranteed money all hit, because there's guaranteed and there's fully guaranteed, those things were adjusted. But the $30 million table, that's been on the table for about 30 days now. So it was just shed-headed John Lynch saying, dude, sign the damn contract or we're going to move on. They literally almost traded for Courtland Sutton. Like that, it was just like, dude, you got to do this or we're just going to force a trade somewhere else. Like, you got to do this. So I'm glad that got done.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Trent trade is weird because you have 3 years left. 3 years left with void years on top of it. So, like, there's no guaranteed money. Obviously, he wants to be compensated there, and rightfully so, deserves that. But the way the 49ers do contracts is backloading, adding years, adding void years. You can't do that with Trent Williams. Brandon Ayuk signed until his 30-year-old season in 2028. Trent Williams is currently in his 36-year-old season, and he's already signed through his 38-year-old season, right? So, yeah, you want to add this guaranteed money, but where is that money coming from? Cap now? cap year two, cap year three? Are you adding a year 39 onto Trent Williams' deal? Like, I'm not saying the guaranteed money's not deserved. It is deserved. But this is, there's never been a contract in the NFL this similar to an offensive lineman that's 36, that has 3 years and a void year deal built into it already. It's just, it's weird, man. I don't know. Yeah, Josh right here. Trent Deal is just really difficult with his current contract. You got to get it done. Get it done. But what that looks like, I don't know. We'll see. How much guaranteed money does he want? Let's look. I'll tell you exactly what he wants. You've got to look at the other positions, right? So if we look at left tackles, let's just make this simple. How much guaranteed per year? Christian Darrisaw got $26 million a year. That's what he wants. So you've got to find a way. Now, this is where it's kind of rough, is because he wants $26 million guaranteed. I'm saying that just because of that's what Darrisaw is getting. So that's where that is. Trent Williams is getting, what's the average, $23 million a year? What's his year this year? $29.8 million. So that's kind of what he's expected to get paid. That's the dead cap on it. He's already been paid for it. You got to add on top of that. The way he structured his deal is he bet on himself. The 49ers did the Trent Williams deal. It said, look, we're doing 2 3-year deals stacked on top of each other. You get all your guaranteed money first, which is what Trent wanted. They built an out where they could have walked away. But Trent Williams still all pro. And now he's like, hey, I bet on myself. Now it's time to reap the rewards. You got to pay up. And they're going to have to pay up. But the Niners weren't expecting this. I don't know. That's the best way. That's what it is. Yeah, $24 million cap space, deduct the dead money. Yeah, I mean, you could do that. What's up, Eric? You got the man, Eric Meiser, runs our Instagram account. If you haven't followed us on Instagram, 49ers Rush Podcast. We do a great. Eric kills it over there, man. Great job. So those are just some questions and some, you know, concerns and kind of where we are. I like the IU deal. I really, really do. My favorite thing about all this, Brandon Ayuk had a career $12.5 million earned through his first 4 years. $12.5 million. Signed his contract, went from $12.5 million to $35.5 million career earnings. That is just so cool. And the contracts are frustrating because the cap hits and you hear this money and people get frustrated and, you know, do football players deserve that money, whatever. But man, this guy just got $20 million up front. His family is sold, man. I absolutely so happy for the Ayuks and their family, and generational wealth was just given to this man. And absolutely awesome. Do I like the way he handled things? No. Do the 49ers like the way he handled things? No. But he has so much respect and camaraderie with this team. He's bled with them, that hopefully we can look past this and learn our lessons. We're not going to learn our lessons. Some of us will. In the next contract, whatever, people are going to overreact the same way. Yeah, it's what it is. What's up, Logan? He says, I didn't know you're having a show today. Yeah, I just got back from the airport, so I wanted to kind of get going up as soon as I could. What's up, Roy? He says, you know, Pearsall prayers go out for him. Awesome. Guessing he's out for half the season or full season. Yeah, that was the first half of the show. If you want to go back and check it out, we kind of talked that. I think you have to move forward thinking Ricky Pearsall done for the year. If for some miraculous way that's not the case, you consider that bonus. But you move forward with your roster construction, your rotation, all those things, thinking Ricky Pearsall is not going to be here. And I think that's just kind of what you do. I think that's what you need to do. So you kind of move forward with that. Now back to the Ayuk stuff, just some of the ranks that are out there. Ooh, Eric, solid joke. Yes, my arms are tired. Very good. I love that. Total value, $120 million. That's fifth most of all the wide receivers. Fully guaranteed, $45 million for Ayuk. That's seventh best for all wide receivers. And average per year, $30 million. That's also seventh best for NFL wide receivers. guess what? Brandon Ayuk had the seventh most yards last year. That's right where he should be. And usually, whenever you do these contracts, you get paid a little higher than where you actually are. Look at, you know, Trevor Lawrence. There's lots of different references that you could go with this. The numbers work. And the argument of, you know, well, we're a run team and he's the fourth option or third option, however you want to rank, you know, those options, that's fine. The one thing I know is, outside of Brandon Ayuk's family, as the prime beneficiaries of this, it's Brock Purdy. And, you know, we always talk about, like, the Super Bowl window. How long's the Super Bowl window? All that stuff. As long as Brock Purdy is here, as long as Kyle Shanahan is here, I think that Super Bowl window is going to be open. Now, is it going to be as high as it is right now? And once Trent Williams signs, that, you know, that's going to go up even more. I don't know. But I'm telling you, Shanahan and Purdy, if you can guarantee those two guys, that's huge. And Ayuk, guess what, man? That is, anytime they blitz, I don't know if y'all know this. You know, you have hot reads, right? So you recognize the blitz coming. I got to look here first. So if a blitz is coming, this is my first read. I can throw, this is my hot read, which means I could throw this almost blind, catch, boom. Like, that's my first read, right? It's the out route to Ayuk all the time. That's Purdy's comfort blanket. And when Ayuk doesn't have that, it's the Kittle out route. And whenever it's not him, it's Juwan Jennings out route. And so those are his three, like, go-tos. The wide receiver that had the most yards per specific route run on the out route was Brandon Ayuk in the entire NFL last season. Like, that is his thing. So the fact that this comfort blanket is now there for Ayuk for at least 3 years, hopefully all five, that's huge. And I always got to play this clip. Christian McCaffrey, how long is the 49ers championship window, my friend?
I don't know. I know we got a window this year. That's all I know. So I'm focused on this year and taking it, you know, one day at a time, 1 week at a time, 1 year at a time.
There we go. And so that's just kind of the way it is. So Brock Purdy, huge beneficiary, just gigantic. I'm so pumped about that. And so also my son's favorite player. So that's huge. It matters to me. It really, really does. Now, man, we are only 2 weeks away from our very first, you know, 49ers Rush road trip event this year. We're going to be up in Minnesota for week two for the Vikings game, which I'm so pumped about. We're going to be at Crave Rooftop downtown Saturday night. Go get your tickets, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. We do expect this one to sell out. They're cheap tickets. And don't cost much, but we got to cover renting out a whole venue and all that kind of stuff. So come party with us. It's going to be awesome. 2 p.m. Saturday the 14th. Then the very next day, we have our tailgate party right next to the stadium, which is awesome. I'm so pumped about this. In Minnesota, we didn't get the win last time we were there. That's changing this year. So 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Go check that out. And also, September 12th, man, we're 12 days away from giving these tickets away. Two tickets to the 49ers at SoFi, week three, down in Los Angeles. Make the little short trip down or give the tickets away to somebody else or sell the tickets. Make your money. One entry for $20 or three entries for $50. Section 236 and pink tailgate parking pass, which is awesome. All the proceeds of this go to helping out my good friend Gabe. Two-year-old son got diagnosed with leukemia. So all proceeds are going to the family to help with that. Go to the 49ersrush.com/Rams, the 49ersrush.com/Rams. If you want to jump into that, that's what's up right there. All right, let's see here. Let's get just a couple more things right here. Filthy Cat, is it true Trent didn't announce he was holding out until after the draft? So the 49ers operate two ways. They don't disclose any negative information ever. You go back to Joe Staley, right? So Joe Staley retired before the draft, right after the 2019 Super Bowl loss, and nobody knew. The first round goes by, nobody knew. Day two, they announced the Trent Williams trade before they announced Joe Staley retired. Like, we were just like, everybody was in the dark. Now, the second way the 49ers operate is Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel or these contract situations that get brought out in public. The 49ers return fire with fire. And so they'll leak whatever to Schefter or Garofolo or Mayoko. That's what they do. That's just how they operate. So with Nick Bosa, nothing in the news. He's not doing social media posts. He's not making gimmicky, terrible videos with opposing players from other teams. Silence. That's what you get from the 49ers. Guess which way Trent is doing this? Silence. So how are the 49ers going to do it in return? Silence. They allow the opposing player to kind of pick how you want to do this. You want it to be quiet? Cool. You want it to be dirty? Cool. We'll let it be dirty. And Ayuk got it dirty, dirty. And what did they do? They even let out, look, this is the same contract that's been on the table for 30 days. Like, this wasn't on us. It wasn't on us. And so we didn't find out about Trent Williams until he showed up at OTAs, but they disguised it as saying, like, oh, well, his daughter's graduating. They gave him the benefit of the doubt. They didn't show up day two, and they're like, yeah, it's a contract issue. We'll be short about it. Like, we're not talking about it. That's just what it is. Roy, he says, what day is the drawing? September 12th, live on this show, right here on this YouTube channel. Hit subscribe so you don't miss it. You'll be good to go. You will be good to go. So, that's kind of where that is. And so, yeah, filthy. It's the 49ers basically say, how do you want this to go? Do you want this completely out of the media? We will honor that. Do you want to do leaks and videos and social media stuff? Cool. And guess what? That's what we're going to do. And so it's kind of a mirrored philosophy. I don't know if it's beneficial or whatever, but I do know we've kept everybody we've wanted to keep. The 49ers have not had to trade anybody. DeForest Buckner was the last one, but that was a peaceful thing. They asked DeForest Buckner how much money he wants. He said, I wanted to start with a two. They said, we can't do that. Go set up a trade before the draft. He went and found a team he wants to go to. He got paid. Happy, 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 happy. Was that the right call? Turns out, no, absolutely not. But that's where we are. John, I like this. Let's start calling him Ricky Scent. I love it, man. We're 1 week away from football, guys. I'm so excited. Yeah, I miss Buckner too. He's amazing. But I'm so thankful to be back with you guys on a Sunday. You know, that is huge. We have football this week. When you go to sleep tonight and you wake up, you are 1 week away from 49ers football. Monday night, baby. Oh, gosh, man. I'm so stinking pumped. I'm so pumped. And it's going to be Jets week. We're going to be talking film. We're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. Breakdown's going to be loaded over at the 49ersrush.com. Make sure you go check those out. Ah, we're in it, baby. It is football season. And I know this is a little bit shorter show than normal, but we're back. And I am so excited. Thank you guys for all the support. Stay who you are. We're the faithful. And I end every single show we've done with it, over 1,100 of them. Y'all are the best. Appreciate y'all. Stay strong, faithful.
Hi, I'm Devin Whitmire. People from South Carolina, like myself, are proud of their state, but even we don't know every nook and cranny or every piece of culture or history. To explore places that are off the beaten path, you have to talk to the people there, because their stories make everything come together. From Discover South Carolina, it's the Palmetto Porch, premiering September 18th. To learn more, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.